We, the citizens of the city of Billings, for the purpose of establishing a just form of fundamental law, one that is responsible to the public for providing equal and adequate services and protections with efficient use of the community's revenue for all, one that provides for self-governing powers with respect to health, safety, and welfare of every citizen, and one that utilizes the utmost flexibility to plan for the future, do establish this charter for the City of Billings of the State of Montana. The Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout. I believe it's Sunday.
Yep.
The 7th of October.
All day long.
2018. Welcome to the Friday Packet with myself, Stocky, and the man to my left, or stage right, if you will.
Is this in stereo?
It's Stout.
Here I am.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we've got the email if you've got any questions, comments, or concerns. TheFridayPacket@gmail.com. Make sure you put the in there. And we're also on Patreon, and if you go to patreon.com/thefridaypacket, you can find us and become a RoboCop level supporter of the Friday Packet.
Make sure you put the in there.
The, yep. You're not going to find it in their search algorithm, because apparently we've got explicit content on our fucking podcast. So you have to type in the website and you get there, and you can buy our show for $1, if you will.
Worth it.
Totally worth it.
I think there's cattail fluff on this microphone.
Cool.
Awesome.
Typical.
I like it. Makes me feel like I'm at home.
Yep. You want to go first on the soapbox? Because here's my idea. So you say, I'm going to go on the soapbox, and then you take this.
Oh.
Fucking screech. We've got to find something that screeches.
No, that's just kind of scuffs lightly.
Yeah. Nah, fuck it. Get on your soapbox. You want to be on your soapbox? Get on your soapbox.
I don't know, man. It's just disappointing.
It is.
Just cry and yell and talk about how much you like beer at your job interview. And since there's no video of it happening, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Statute of limitations, I guess, right?
Couldn't they have found somebody who was just as perfect for all the conservatives? Who wasn't a rapist?
You mean like Neil Gorsuch?
Yeah. That would be neat, wouldn't it? Nah, I don't know. Like what's...
Seems like sort of a show.
There was a lot of other people they could have chosen.
What was the other guy? The other dude that was there in the bedroom watching the whole thing go down.
Oh, yeah.
He's been conveniently gone.
Jones. Whatever. Yeah.
Alex Jones? Well, he's gone off of all social media platforms. Maybe the frogs finally got him.
Yeah.
Turned his ass gay, as he calls it.
Gang raped by a bunch of gay frogs. Oh, fuck. Gang rape's not funny at all.
It unless it's not.
Alex Jones and frogs.
Yeah.
Then it's hilarious.
Turn your frogs gay.
Turn your freaking frogs gay. That's a really good... Let's just play that YouTube video for the rest of the day. Call it good.
It'll be entertaining for sure.
Don't lose hope, Stocky. Something's probably going to happen that'll be okay.
I would hope so. Something's going to happen. I'm going to shift gears. I'm going to get on my soapbox. went to Gregory Allen Isakoff and Joshua Jones.
Yeah.
Wonderful concert. Just absolutely enthralling. The one thing you can't get past at the pub station is that if it's a quiet show, if it's like a singer-songwriter, people around you feel the need to have a conversation at full volume with their friend.
Yep.
And it was loud. It was like literally loud. You could hear it reverberating in the PA, just people having conversations about nothing.
The mic was picking it up?
Yeah.
Good God.
So it's like you pay $30 to go see a great show, and for the hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it was, you just talk to your friend at full volume, which gets freaking annoying. No matter how close you get to the stage, you're like, what the hell?
Todd Snyder walked off stage at the pub station because of that.
Yeah, you said that. And I can understand why.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
Well.
So maybe that's another funding thing we do is make a sign that just says shut the fuck up. Just comes on if it comes over a certain decibel level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
No.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that. Why would you go to a show? It's like going to a sporting event and then sitting down in your chair and immediately turning it around and don't watch the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to talk.
It's like paying for a ticket and then you go to the stadium and you're like, eh, I'm just going to sit out here.
Yeah, why? Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
So there, I'm off my soapbox. That's okay. That's my big one. But it was a great show nonetheless. He did his one song in the dark. So he turns off all the lights. That's when people actually got kind of quiet. Maybe be like elementary school, so he flashed the lights and be like, shut up.
Yep.
Shut up. But he did that. He played a couple new songs, but it was good.
That's good. Need like somebody up there with just like a straw and some good old-fashioned elementary school spitwads just shooting them at people's heads.
I like it.
When they talk too much.
What's the old one you used to do? Heads down for 5 minutes?
Yep.
Heads down. Think about what you did.
Go back and walk.
All right. So that's me on my soapbox. I'm done with that.
I'm for it.
Yep. All right. We're going to go to our lovely segment. Get to know your council members. We're going to stay in Ward 1. We're going to go to...
it's a good ward.
It's a wonderful ward. A lot of good people in Ward 1. Yeah. We did Brett Cromley a couple weeks ago. Now we're going to do...
Who's that leave, Stocky?
Mr. Mike Yakovich.
Hey, good job saying the name.
Yep. He's in his second term.
Yeah.
I did say his name right. I did not call him Yahweh this time. even though I think he should legally change his name to Yahweh.
I'm sure he agrees.
Who am I? But a young peasant. Mike Yakovich, he is, like I said, in his second term, which ends December 31st of 2021.
Word.
Which is like 9 years away, right?
Yeah, sounds right.
It's only a couple years away. It seems... Time's flying, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's married. He's got 5 kids. Born in Butte to a family of 9.
Holy crap.
Yeah, in Butte of all places. Who would have thunk it?
I'm just going to throw out one guess. Catholic.
Bingo.
Oh,
nailed it.
Lucky shot.
He was born and raised in... Wait a second. His father was born and raised in Roundup, and his mother was born and raised in Butte, I'm gathering. I'm just taking this off the city website. Graduated from University of Montana, and he's moved to Billings in 1987, and is a small business owner and a consultant for the Global Peace Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go over the Global Peace Foundation. But he's on several various organizations across Billings, which include Suicide Prevention Coalition of Yellowstone Valley,
yeah,
the Southside Neighborhood Task Force, the Black Heritage Foundation, the Elks Lodge. He's a founder of the annual March Against Drugs and Violence and the annual 9/11 Community Celebration of Life Project.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He was recently honored Officer of the Year for the Elks Lodge, number 394.
Congratulations, Mr. Yakovich.
His Stewardship of Our Environment Award from Bright and Beautiful, and a recipient of United Way Roots of Promise Drug Prevention Award.
There you have it.
There you go.
He's an accomplished gentleman.
Yes.
And a friendly man.
He is a very friendly man. He's an intent listener.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to the Global Peace Foundation because I thought this was interesting. So, who we are at the Global Peace Foundation. Click on that link. Clickety clicky. It's founded in 2009. It's an international non-sectarian, non-partisan, non-profit organization. A lot of nons in that one.
That's good.
Which promotes an innovative, values-based approach to peace building, guided by the vision of one family under God. GPF engages and organizes a global network of public and private sector partners who develop community, national, and regional peace-building models as the foundation for ethical and cohesive societies.
Cohesive is good.
Cohesive is good.
World needs more cohesion and more nons.
Sure. Sure, 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 sure. So that's what the Global Peace Foundation is they believe a shared future is within our reach and that our shared identity and common aspirations as members of the human family establish the basis for sustainable peace. All right. They work in Brazil, Cambodia, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Japan, Kenya, Korea, Malaysia, Mongolia, Nepal, Nigeria, Paraguay, Philippines, Tanzania, Thailand, Uganda, United States, and Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Uruguay. If you want to contact them, they are in Washington, D.C., 9320 Annapolis Road, Suite 100, Lanham, Maryland, 20706. Or Seattle, Washington, at 6912-220-220th South Street, Southwest, Suite 200, Mountain Lake Terrace, Washington, 98043. Or info at globalpeace.org.
Well, Wikipedia seems to say almost the same thing as the Global Peace Foundation does. Gosh, so that, darn.
Their annual report. We'll look at that, too.
That's actually a good sign, because so many of those things you go look up.
What does Urban Dictionary say about Global Peace Foundation?
Their website. Their website's like, we're the greatest thing ever, and we're super fair about everything. And then Wikipedia's like, no, these guys suck.
Okay, they've got an annual report if you want to read that. So I think they're working towards a good thing. Mm-hmm. They're bringing people together in their own little way.
I don't personally oppose global peace at all. Mm-mm. I endorse it, in fact.
I do.
It's got my endorsement.
Sure. One nation, one dream, one world. Do you think there's more than one dream?
No.
There's just one common one across. It's all one size fits all.
I mean, I've seen A Nightmare on Elm Street, and I think there's just the one dream.
Well, Bob Marley said there's one love, and
yeah,
I don't know.
There you go.
So there's that. That's get to know your council people.
So
Mike Yakovich, you have any good anecdotes or fun stories about Mr. Yakovich? You probably see him more than I do.
I see him all the time. He's always at Rock Creek Coffee Roasters, speaking with his constituency, which I think is a fantastic sign. Mm-hmm. And I don't always agree with the way he votes, but I think he's a good man, and he votes his conscience.
Yeah.
I got no problem with him.
Yep. He does all right.
So I saw a stupid picture on Instagram the other day, and you know that, like, in big cities, in the touristy spots, they'll have probably mostly drug-addicted people dressed up as, like, cartoon characters or superheroes to take pictures with, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
There's a picture of a dude who is normally dressed as Freddy Krueger. But he was, like, just sitting down smoking a cigarette. Like, he'd had his hat off and his little knifey gloves off and just, like, smoking a cigarette. He looked all dejected. And the caption was, "So busy chasing people in their dreams, I forgot to chase my own."
That's a good one. I like it. There was a wild police chase back in Billings not too long ago.
There was something going on last night, too. I meant to look that up.
There was all over the city. Guys was... One guy was stealing cars left and right.
Yeah, he stole four cars.
Yeah.
10 crime scenes.
He was on a roll.
And taken without, like, major injury, which is quite surprising.
Yeah. So that was happening.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Very, very exciting.
Very exciting. You know what's happening is the 2017 City of Billings Water Quality Division released their annual report. I know, everybody should be excited.
How's it look?
Depends who you talk to, really. Once you start saying EPA regulations, people, you know, start pushing back.
I hate that.
Yep, that's government overreach right there.
Yep. Thanks, Nixon.
Yeah.
Jerk. Yeah.
All right, we'll start with a fun fact of water. From July 2017 to April 1st, 2018, the city of Billings has spent approximately $5.7 million to treat and pump 8.2 billion gallons of potable water at the water treatment plant, or an average of $475,000 a month. It's a lot of water.
That is a hell of a lot of water.
That's a shit ton of water.
metric.
That's a metric shit ton.
Yeah. We don't use that imperial bullshit around here.
Most people know all our water, at least the stuff that comes through Billings, comes out of the Yellowstone River, which is a river that runs through Billings. That's the technical definition.
Is that in that report?
I wish it was. I should be writing reports.
You should. I like it.
So this is just out of the city link. The geology of the Yellowstone River drainage is the primary factor in the taste and even, quote, feel of our water due to the minerals and water dissolves as it moves through the region. Our water is a seasonally soft to moderately hard bicarbonate water that most people find pleasing.
Bicarbonate.
Yep.
that most people find pleasing.
Most people find it pleasing.
I honestly find it pleasing? I do. I actually really like the water here.
I'm a fan.
Got no problem with it, but that's interesting.
For 38 years, I think I'm doing all right.
Well.
Maybe that could explain a lot of things.
I wonder why. Well, I've never really fully understood the difference between soft and hard, but we can go on.
Well, people add a bunch of salt. So my grandma had one. She had a water softener in her place, yeah. And that was just a bunch of salt.
Yeah, that's all
it
is. You're
adding sodium to it, right?
Yeah. I'm just going to look up hard water.
All right. I'll just keep on reading. A study of the susceptibility of the Yellowstone River to contamination has been conducted. The analysis showed that our water susceptibility to contamination is low.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Except for oil pipes, which tend to burst at inopportune times. Then okay. It becomes moderate to high, I'm a guess.
Hard water is water that has high mineral content. Hard water is formed when water percolates through deposits of limestone and chalk, which are largely made up of calcium and magnesium carbonates.
My goodness.
So apparently the salt either precipitates that out or neutralizes it or something.
I've never really been a fan of soft water. I never feel like I'm clean when I get out of the shower.
Yeah.
I like my skin to be just immediately chapped mm-hmm. when I get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this horrible red burning.
Yep.
You need to put about 10 gallons of lotion on.
And then the first time you remotely break a sweat, it just itches like a bastard.
Oh, yeah. That's love the that. Best.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best.
Mm. Tackling the tough issues here, Stocky.
So get out your pencils. The plan is available through the Billings Public Works and Environmental Affairs.
Give them a second to get out their pencil.
All right, sorry.
Okay, go
or on. Your chalk.
Get out your bentonite.
You're going to need more than one piece of paper. So you go to... All right, http://deq.mt.gov/portals/112/water/wpb/nrisrreports/mt000153.pdf. Or you can just Google Billings water quality and it'll pop up.
That's probably...
But they felt in the city link that they needed to put that on there. It's got a link, so in case you wanted to press on it, you can...
It is blue and underlined on that piece of paper you've got.
I always wondered who writes the city link. Do you know?
I don't have any idea.
And it's like separate departments, too. There's no like citation.
And Well, I bet it's written by people in each department, but it's compiled by somebody.
It's got to be. Somebody in this... I don't know, who works in public works probably makes it.
Stocky, where can a person come across a hard copy of the City Link?
The City Link, you can find it at City Hall, of course, which is, you know, off of 27th there. Where else can you find the City Link?
Between 2nd and 3rd.
2nd and 3rd. Where else?
I wonder if that's kind of it.
I want to say it would probably be in the building department. You'd probably find it there.
Lots of just city
like city buildings. Municipal places. So.
Sure.
Yeah, it's probably all over town. Hey, if you know and know where it is, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go get one. What are you waiting? What are you listening to this for? Go get yourself a City Link.
Yeah, turn this shit off.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here. So,
do something with your life.
People who run the public works, Dave Mumford is the director. The deputy is Vern Heisler.
Yep.
And utility systems engineer, water quality division is Lewis Engels.
Nice.
He's got a nicer picture than all three of those guys.
I noticed
they
that.
They got to step up their picture game.
Well, that's...
Lewis is putting him to shame.
Well, he's just an attractive man.
He really is. He's a good-looking dude. Let's see. What are people freaking out about?
It does look like that Vern's picture was just taken in a, like a...
It's like, I don't want to take a picture.
Company
just
picnic.
Just take it.
And they're like, here, back up against this gray cinder block wall.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, lead, it's on everybody's mind. Not a lot of lead in the drinking water.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, which is
comforting.
Good. On a scale of 1 to Flint, it's 1, I'm going to guess. Educated guess.
0.04 Flint units.
Yep. Arsenic, there's a little bit of arsenic in there, but it's below EBA levels.
Yeah. That's good
for you.
You
get really sciencey with this stuff, but we should just make broad, sweeping... You know, broad brush strokes with my understanding of science.
Little arsenic just puts hair on your chest.
Yeah. Why do you think people drink so much bottled water nowadays?
All I can gather is convenience.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan. I don't support it.
Yeah.
But I imagine...
Why do you think people will take bottled water from another municipal source and not drink their own municipal source?
Just perception of cleanliness, I'm sure.
Okay.
I mean, I know people who grab a couple of bottles when they go somewhere and then they just have it. Rather than filling up a refillable bottle that you have to wash, I think some people find that tedious. But...
Yeah.
And don't... The throwing away of the bottle doesn't bother them.
Sure.
Which, hey, good for them.
Okay.
That's how they're living. They must have nice lives.
Yep.
But, I don't know. Some bottled water isn't even bottled from a municipal source, and it's not even close to as clean as municipal water is.
No. And it's all shipped here on a truck.
Yep. In plastic.
In plastic.
Just chilling.
That no one's going to recycle because China's not buying any plastic recycling. It's just going to sit there and everybody's going to go, what do you want to do with this? I don't know. What do you want to do with this? I don't know. Should we just throw it in the ocean? Yeah.
Sounds
good.
Throw
it in the ocean.
We'll say we're building a raft.
Ooh. Like Castaway.
Yep.
We could do it instead of a volleyball. We can just have a one-use plastic and we can draw a face on it.
Yeah. I got no problem.
It was saved by a porta shitter in that one.
That's true.
Someone threw plastic in the ocean, and if someone did not do that, Tom Hanks would have not have made it back to civilization.
I know, and then where would we be?
Yeah. So maybe you should throw all your plastic in the ocean.
We wouldn't have that Sully movie. You're right.
Or save Mr. Tom Rogers. Hanks. He's doing a Mr. Rogers one, too.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's going to just kill me.
Mm-hmm. I love Mr. Rogers.
Did you watch the Won't You Be My Neighbor, the documentary?
I have not watched that. It's on my list.
Oh, God, don't do it.
Don't?
No.
Well, he's kind of weird.
No, it's fine. You'll just cry. You just bawl your fucking eyes out because it's just so sweet, top to bottom.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I like it.
There was the one part where you're like, come on. This is a spoiler. But I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Oh, boy.
There was one cast member who was openly gay, and he was going to gay bars. And Fred Rogers was like, don't go to that gay bar anymore because you're going to get us all in trouble. That's basically it. That's the worst thing he did in his entire life, I think. God, he's a wonderful man. Don't watch that documentary, man.
Don't do it.
He'll just bawl.
I'm going to do it.
Like a little girl.
I'm going to watch River Runs Through It, and then I'm going to watch the Fred Rogers one right after it.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to be inconsolable.
You're done.
I'm just over.
Or just completely numb.
Just numb, yep.
I can't feel anything anymore.
I don't feel anything. At all. All right, so there's the water report.
Yeah, you know, water report.
Yeah, water. You know, you could go... I can't get all technical. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think the tap water is fine. There's good people in control of it. They're following EPA standards.
Yeah.
If you wanted to take a tour, they do a tour of the wastewater treatment plant. And it's freaking amazing.
I actually really want to go.
It's very interesting.
Let's take a tour and report on it.
I think we should.
Okay.
I thought it was in this one. Apparently it's not. But you can take tours of the wastewater treatment plant. They just expanded it. It's just a very interesting little thing.
Where's the arsenic come from?
Arsenic comes from, does it naturally occur, kind of, a little bit?
Yeah.
And then a lot comes from the refineries. Mm. There's a certain amount that the refinery can release into the river, you know, that their permit allows.
Sure.
I've heard through the grapevine that CMG is suggesting releasing a lot more, and I don't think the city is ready to handle that, and I don't think the treatment plant can handle that level of arsenic release, so that's something coming down the pipe that you should be aware of.
So to speak. Yeah. Hey! I like it.
Man.
So what you're saying is if a guy wanted some arsenic,
yep,
you could go out to like the Laurel refinery and...
Yep.
Just hold. Take a mason jar, hold it under that pipe that's just dripping arsenic.
Yep. Or you can call Luke Foreman. He lives in Miles City.
Yeah.
His phone number is... No, I don't know his phone number.
Contact us if you need his contact information again. That's the Friday packet at gmail.com. Maybe we can send out
and
a jar.
And if Luke doesn't have it, a guy named Bill Dozer out there does.
That's right.
He.
Good old Bill.
Good old Bill.
Maybe we could give some arsenic away to our Patreon supporters.
Ooh.
Or patrons.
It's a good, good deal. What could go wrong?
Would you like some half and half for your coffee, my friend?
No, no thanks. I'm good.
All right.
I'm some straight black.
Straight black guy.
That's...
All right. I was going to look up the...
Joe Stockburger.
Yeah, straight black. Guy.
Straight black guy.
Put it all on black. Let it ride.
Yeah.
But we'll move on to board openings. You know, we talk about boards here.
Yeah.
There's plenty of goddamn boards that are open.
There's a bazillion of them.
There's a bazillion. So if you wanted to be on the aviation and transport, there's two vacancies there. What you do is approve which plane can take off and land.
real time.
In real time.
You need to have a good data plan on your phone.
You do. You're not going to want to have roaming on or your Bluetooth. Especially don't want your Bluetooth on because then you just connect with the planes and then all hell breaks loose.
And they land on your house.
And they land on your house, indeed.
It's bad.
So if you wanted to be on the aviation transport or transit board, there's two vacancies there. Billings Improvement or Business Improvement District, there's one vacancy.
Yeah.
You must own land in the district if you want to be on that.
Or be a representative of someone who owns property in the district.
Mm-hmm. Board of Adjustments, one vacancy. Board of Appeals, three vacancies. They need one for an electrical contractor.
Okay.
Board of Health, Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Board. There's two on there. City Zoning Commission, Community Development Board has five. That's right, we do. Four of them must live in low and moderate income areas. Exchange City Golf Cooperation Board, one vacancy. Housing Authority has three. Human Relations Board has four. Library Board, one. Parks and Rec and Cemetery, two vacancies. Parking Board has three. Planning Board, four. I mean, there's just a ton. Police Board, two. Traffic Control Board, two. Yellowstone Historic Preservation Board is one.
So how many, like, there's, what, 20-some total openings?
Yeah, a couple dozen, I think, yeah.
And there's 100-some thousand people in Billings.
Mm-hmm.
Seems doable.
Yeah. Get on it.
And most of these boards you're interested in. Monthly.
Don't be scared.
Community Development meets monthly, right?
Yes. The first Tuesday of every month.
Yeah. So it's
and you
a little...
get a good report out, and you get, you know, it's a good introduction to inner city workings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you heard something you're interested in there, just do it.
Yeah.
Don't sit on your hands.
Yeah. Knock it off, you lazy piece of.
Yeah. Just take there. A couple hours out of your day and Jeez. Learn about your city.
You should just stop thinking about yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm. Jerk.
God. You piss me off so much sometimes. Sorry. I love
right.
You.
I like beer, Joel. I just love beer so much.
Now cry about your Oh, God. Okay. Friday packet.
All right. So there's the board. Check this part out.
Did you look up the action report from last meeting? Or was it a work session?
It was work session because this next one is a regular business meeting.
Okay.
I watched it. So police gave a report out. The trails asked for more money.
Mm-hmm.
That was on there. What else was on there? Oh, here we go. Let's just look at this one. One Big Sky District. So what's his name? The main guy. Hams.
Bob Dunn.
Bob Dunhams.
Mm-hmm.
He came in and gave an hour-long presentation.
Holy shit.
It went on for quite a while.
Yeah.
He had a lot of fancy graphics and a wonderful, wonderful PowerPoint.
What's your opinion so far?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm just kind of... I'm having trouble wrapping my mind around it. He said the word density a lot. Which I kind of liked.
Density is good.
Density is good. But I don't know. I just don't know how to feel. He's talking about a convention center. But again, there's like a lot of these projects all over the United States. And my initial reaction is like, what are you guys up to? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Just from previous boom and bust cycles that we've all been a part of,
mm-hmm.
you know. Apprehensive, so.
Well, I think good.
Someone's got to do their due diligence, and doses. It's something you should probably pay attention to.
Yeah, I think a lot of due diligence is being done.
Yeah, and there's a video on Community 7 I believe you can watch that
presentation.
A presentation they've modified a couple times.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's a big development in your downtown college urban core-ish area.
Yeah. Bunch of different areas and maybe a kind of a centerpiece idea to it, but yeah. Should be spread about.
And I think that's where, when you think about it, you see the economy going. People don't, obviously, are shopping on Amazon way more than they are going to box stores, unless mm-hmm. you're coming out of Wyoming.
Yeah.
And you just come up to Billings to go to Costco, Walmart, and fill up your horse trailer and then head back across the line. I think it's moving towards that. I don't know. Experiential economy.
I think that's the only way forward.
Lisa Herman has said.
I went to Cabela's, which I desperately hate, last 2 weeks ago. And I pulled out behind a lady who was just leaving Sam's Club. Mm-hmm. In the back of her pickup. Have I told this story before? The back of her pickup was completely full. Like the tonneau cover was down, but it was packed completely full of groceries to the tailgate.
Wow.
But the tailgate was still down, and she was driving. She pulled out of that stoplight there onto King Avenue East, just punched it, and lost, like, Pop-Tarts and cereal and shit everywhere all over the road. And I, like, pulled up next to her and honked. I was like, stop, stop, stop. And she's like, oh, are you going to shoot me? I was like, you're losing groceries. Tailgate's down. She's like, shit. And she just, like, slammed on the brakes and stopped in the middle of the traffic and, like, just drove diagonally through traffic like, the Pop-Tarts.
I love, like, in a panic situation, your initial reaction is just a slam on your brakes and then veer into traffic.
Yep. It was pretty funny.
All reason just sort of leaves your head.
But that sucks, man. I mean, and I don't know. She did not have a Billings license plate. She was trying to drive to Weibo or something like that. So
ooh.
She would have been empty by the time she got home. That would have been a very disappointing thing.
It really would have been.
Yeah, well.
So that's where I think it's moving.
I think it's okay. There's stores downtown like Billings Army Navy.
I love Billings Army Navy.
And they're absolutely killing it because it's a cool place to go.
They've got everything, dude.
And yeah, and you can buy most of that shit on Amazon if you want.
Right.
But it's so cool to just go in there and look around and see mm-hmm. what they got and mm-hmm. talk to the guys. And it's just an experience. And I think that's how it needs to be.
I think so, too. Keep those dollars local.
Damn straight.
I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. Leave your money in town, damn it.
Yeah.
God, you piss me off.
Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Not you. Well, the general you. I'm just kidding. I love you guys.
Let's pay a little more. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that is some whiskey.
It is really whiskey. Colson Master Park Plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pick a committee. That'll be a new committee. They're going to pick a consultant to make a master plan for Colson Park.
Okay.
That's, you know, the original town site of Billings. People are pretty high on that place.
And it's a really beautiful spot.
It's a really nice spot, and it's a really nice place to walk around and, mm-hmm. you know, go along the river.
I support it wholeheartedly.
Make
Billings a little bit nicer by giving us a groovy little park right there.
Yep, and they're about to connect. Well, not about to, but there's Sugar Beet gave some land where their intake is to connect the two trails from, I believe, Riverfront. I think they're going to go that far.
Yeah.
So to sort of complete the marathon loop so you can go down to Riverfront and all the way up on top of the rims if you wanted to.
Yeah, you can ride from basically Josephine Crossing now all the way out to Mary Street in the Heights and mm-hmm. then come back and ride up to 27th.
You could.
The rims. It's nice.
I mean, you could hop on your bike. You could go down to Early November and buy yourself a record if you wanted to.
I mean, might even run into AJ down there.
You might.
Buying records.
Do you know he buys records?
I've heard this about him.
Mm.
It's not been proven. Allegedly.
He did post one. He bought a Death Cab for Cutie record.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, so he's enjoying that.
Well,
you enjoying your record, AJ? Is it a nice record? You're listening to it right now, aren't you?
The record. Have you looked at the liner notes?
Yeah. Have you memorized the lyrics? did you get a sticker?
Did you get a download coupon in there?
Coupon? You say coupon?
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 Coupon? It's like decals and decals. Coupons and coupons.
Oh, man, I worshed my coupons.
Hate Worshen the coupons.
Oh, AJ Records buys records. moving on to city administrator, they announced the four finalists. God.
And they are.
And your finalists are. $1.
Dan Chandler.
From Clackamas County, Oregon.
There it is.
Oh, man. So he. Oh, I got notes on him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You've done it.
So Clackamas County is right outside of Bend, I believe, right?
Yeah, Bend over again.
Bend over again. Oh, yeah. I see what you did there. That's
mm-hmm,
gross.
Mm-hmm. So sorry about that.
I don't find it. As I know, he's got a law degree from Harvard Law, I believe.
Really?
Yep. He's been in Clackamas for quite a while.
Clackamas is a cool name. I don't know why I like it so much.
I thought it said Clackacraft, but...
Clackacraft?
You know, like the drift boats?
Yeah.
That's a fly fishing joke.
Or Hackercraft.
So he's assistant county manager since 2011. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Dan. Sorry. No, that's right.
Yeah, Dan Chandler. Clackamas, Oregon.
He went for Bozeman's city administrator job. He didn't get it.
So is this a consolation prize, Dan? What, are we not good enough?
Yeah, you're not good. Yeah.
Well, you're willing to try Billings if you can't get Bozeman?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, Dan.
Sloppy seconds here. Come on.
He's out of the running.
He's done. Next one, Jeff Jones from Mesquite, Texas.
Mesquite.
Mesquite, Texas is in Texas, kind of by Texas.
Did you write this report too?
Near the Texases. It's outside of Houston. I want to say it's like 30, 40 minutes outside of Houston.
North of Mexico.
North of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Just west of, what is that state? Mississippi? No, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Louisiana?
They call it South Oklahoma.
But it's west of Mississippi as well. And Alabama and Florida as well. So
yeah.
Got that going for us. He's a deputy city manager there.
And Europe, really.
Yep. Since 2016. It's got roughly the same kind of population as Billings. I want to say it's 140-some thousands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thousands people.
Thousand.
Thousands people. That's Jeff Jones. Chris Kukulski. There it is. I know it's something Polish. He's from Bozeman. He works at Zoot Enterprises.
Oh yeah.
But he was ousted from his former. I don't know if he was a city administrator, but he was voted out by that committee unanimously back in 2017.
Really? Why?
I don't know exactly. I tried to find it. I didn't delve too much into it. I just know he was taken out. But he did get a healthy severance, you know, so he wasn't like fired or anything. They gave him a severance of $181,000.
Wow.
Yeah. They said, we don't want you here anymore doing this, so we're going to give you a whole bunch of money. He's doing all right.
Do you think anybody would oust me? I'd like to get ousted.
Well, that depends.
For
were you asking
G's?
For it?
Yeah.
All right.
It comes with 180 G's.
Yeah, well.
Hey, man.
Hopefully.
Email me if you want to oust me for 180 G's. Anyway.
And, last one is Philip Sanders from Anna, Texas. So we got two Texas possibilities, an Oregonian and a Bozemanite. Those are your, I don't really have anything on Philip Sanders, which is a bummer, I guess.
He's a ghost, huh?
So, four white dudes from Texas, Oregon, and Bozeman vying to take over a city administrator job in Billings, Montana. Those interviews take place starting on the 9th, I want to say, which is Friday-ish, whenever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll vote on him, and then there'll be one in place, hopefully, before November 16th when Bruce McCandless is retiring. So if there's not one in place before then, trouble.
Just yeah.
Chaos. It's martial law across the city of Billings.
It's going to just collapse in on itself.
What you're going to want to do is just run your tap, filling up water for about 2 days straight, so you got enough water when martial law comes. Make sure you have enough ammo, I guess, for these, zombie apocalypse.
You will never have enough.
I don't think
ammo.
We have any problems here in the city limits of people hoarding guns.
No, there's plenty, but there will never be enough ammo.
You want to make sure your bunker is fully stocked with non-perishable items.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking tomato soup, chicken noodle soup, chicken and stars if you want.
Spam.
I don't care. Spam.
Mm-hmm.
Some MREs. You can go down to Billings Army Navy and get yourself an awesome MRE.
Absolutely.
Just a wonderful MRE.
I recommend the meatball marinara.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
You're going to want to get your little guy, and you want to get him strapped to the front of a vehicle with a guitar and a giant set of speakers behind him. So you can drive that down the street and make sure that you control all the water.
Yep.
I think that's what they're going for.
Stockpile a couple of blood bags, too. They're good. Like, just go down to the Yellowstone County Jail and grab a couple of prisoners with your blood type.
I like it.
So you can just do transfusions.
You're going to want to find some silver spray paint.
Yep.
You're going to need that. You're also going to want to find the group of ladies who has all the seeds. They're kind of elusive, but they've got seeds.
Some witnesses.
You need to get them because who doesn't like seeds?
Yeah.
When we're talking David, you know, just salted seeds. Uh-huh. They're delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody needs salt to survive, so.
Dakota Kid, actually, the best.
Ooh.
Commissioners voted a year ago to give Kukulski a pair of $10,000 raises, bringing his base compensation to $144,500 per year. Starting this January. He also receives a $570 monthly vehicle allowance and a $1,000 monthly housing supplement, bringing his total compensation to $163,340.
Good Lord.
That's so much money.
A housing stipend?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Bozeman's expensive to live in. Do you need a $570 monthly vehicle stipend?
Where is he driving from? The moon?
God damn.
What is he driving?
He's like, well,
it's like a city vehicle, too.
Live in Jackson Hole, so.
Holy hell. So, yeah, the devil's in the details in this whole process, I think.
I could have made 5 of my old pickup payments with that.
I know.
And had money left over. That's incredible.
To go on top of your, what, $1,000? Was it housing?
Yeah, $1,000 housing supplement. I would have $300 left over after paying my mortgage with that, and I would have $463 left over after making
that.
And
a high interest, high yield CD right there.
Good Lord.
Money on top of money. I think Margs and I were talking about Tina Volek's, say, pay and salary.
Yeah.
How she was getting, what she was getting paid if they ever did like a review of it and like wanted to up it.
Yeah.
Or if she was actually comfortable there, or do you know?
I know that she was getting paid like 60% of the average city manager salary.
Yeah, because she was getting paid, what, 120 or 140 something?
I think it was less than that. I don't even think I think they gave her that raise a year before she retired so that they would have kind of a budget and precedent for attracting a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But she was sub 100 when they gave her that raise.
We should talk to her about that.
Yeah.
We should call her up.
Yeah.
Or email her.
Do a live remote from her house.
I mean, because what she was getting paid is...
Yeah.
Kukulski. What was that again?
$163,340.
Good Lord.
Per year.
Wow.
His departure comes as the city is in the process of developing a strategic plan, an effort Kukulski had pushed as a way to coordinate its efforts to manage dramatic population growth. I'm kind of thinking that he just... I don't know.
Because he's at Zoot Enterprises, which is...
Zoot also... Zoot is owned by the Nelson brothers, who own the Northern Hotel and the Hard Albin building.
Okay.
Broadway property development downtown.
All right.
And the Montana State Bank, which is right on Sky Point, right across the street from Kitty Corner from Rock Creek.
Okay.
Across from Lou Talbert's, that beautiful old bank building.
D.A. Davidson or whatever is in there.
It was Buchanan Capital, and they moved out last month, and it's vacant right now. But Zoot does all kinds of shit. They actually owned HeliPros, which was like the world's largest online radio control helicopter company.
Okay.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
This is weird.
They own the entire world.
They are diverse.
RC helicopters? Do you think they're getting pushed out by drones?
I think so.
Okay. Or are they just selling drones?
I'm sure they just moved to drones, yeah.
They should just call it Hella Drones.
Kukulski was Kalispell's...
He started... Oh, that's right.
City manager.
Too. He was...
Kukulski said he appreciated working for the city for the past 13 years. It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He was in there for a long time. I'm wondering if the city was just like, you've been here too long, you've gotten too many raises.
You've maxed out.
Yeah, we want...
He's got tenure.
We want fresh... ideas and blah, blah. It doesn't sound like it was terribly, like...
No, it didn't seem, you know...
mean.
No, it wasn't mean, or I don't know if he did anything wrong, but
yeah,
it's just interesting.
Yeah, he didn't answer any questions really. Yeah, whatever. He might be just fine, but yeah, $181,000 in severance proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All they say is they decided to go separate directions, separate ways, as the journey says.
Is it really going your separate ways if you just heave $181,000 on top of them? Really?
Yeah.
It's like, here.
I'll take this.
Take whatever, all this with you before you go away. But
you know, every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you.
That's true. Take a large chunk, if you will.
I always wanted to have a butcher shop with a sign on the door going out that says, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. That's the
only
reason.
You take away the biggest part of me?
Part of meat.
Part of meat? All right, what else you got? Nothing?
No.
Anything? Patreon.com/TheFridayPacket. You got to type that into the bar. You can't do the search on the Patreon because we're too fucking obscene for our own good.
And you're good,
too. And you're good. Listener. You can give us a dollar, become a RoboCop member. And you get a nice little thank you note in your email box. You're going to really like it.
Yeah.
And thefridaypacket@gmail.com if you got any questions, concerns, comments, general observations.
Jokes.
Or just want someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. We're here for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it's been a pleasure.
It really has been.
Let's do it again sometime or something.
All right.